At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The following content does not reflect the opinions of Fox Sports Radio. If you think it does, you, have some problems.
All right, all right!
Yo, yo, yo!
Carmen Doyle live from Philly. It's the number one rated Paulie and Tony Fusco show!
Yo, yo,
yo!
As always, Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco and Tony.
Yo!
Extremely important and urgent show today.
Yep.
In light of the huge news surrounding Dodgers superstar and alleged gambling degenerate Shohei Ohtani, we will be conducting a special report.
Special report, Ohtani in crisis.
Well, here we go.
Yup.
We are going to be investigating all angles of this story that the soft, lazy media refuses to cover. But, you know, first, you know, we have to make a major announcement based on all this latest
news.
This
is huge, everybody.
Due to the rise of sports gambling, you know, people are questioning the so-called marriage between the sports media and these multi-million dollar gambling companies. You know, they say it's somehow bad that the same people who give you the news and information are also the same ones making money off these bets. Well, I don't see how that's a problem at all. Do you, Tony?
No. I mean, they're trying to help you win money. I mean, when you think about it, churches don't help you win money. They only take it from you. So, there you go.
Great point there, Tony.
Yeah,
exactly. And that's why today we are announcing the launch of the hottest new gambling app to hit the market, Fusco Bet.
Yeah.
You get your picks. This is what you wanted. You get your picks directly from me and Tony, and that's why you can trust that they're all guaranteed winners.
Take it to the
you
bank.
You can download the app right now at FuscoBet.com.
Yup.
And if it says the site cannot be reached, well, you know, that just means it's overloaded.
Yup. Too many people trying to log on. Yup.
Yup. Exactly. Anyway, throughout the show, whenever you hear this sounder, that means Tony is announcing a promo bet.
Yeah.
Since you just heard it,
carefully.
Hey, Tony, what you got?
Okay, it's my special MLB opening day 15-leg can't-miss parlay. All you have to do is bet all 15 games correctly to win, and I've got a lock for you. All road teams to win by at least 3 runs or more. So there you go. Turn $5 into $6 million overnight. Or, better yet, turn $50,000 into $600 billion. Boom.
There you go. Download the Fusco Bet app now. Enter the promo code ITRUSTTONY and receive $100 in free bets when you bet $29,000 or more.
Yep.
Easy. Not legal in 49 states. Check your local listings and laws. All winnings may be retracted at any point.
Yep.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-ASK-TONY for live expert gambling advice. Operators are standing
by. I got it. Don't
Fusco
worry.
Fusco Bet.
Do it.
Okay. Well, that's a huge announcement for us and for you. And also on the subject of huge announcements, Tony, we're going to be announcing the winner of our rate and review contest later in the show, not now, so we can increase our YouTube watch time.
Exactly. Keep watching.
Yeah. Anyway, all right, here we go. It's time to get into our special report.
Special report. Otani in crisis.
Okay, we begin our special report on this situation in Los Angeles. Dodgers superstar Shohei Otani firing his interpreter, Ipe Mizuhara, after it was revealed that Mizuhara had taken millions out of Otani's bank account to pay for offshore gambling debts. And that has many people wondering if these bets were made by Otani. Now, Otani has since come out and denied any wrongdoing in a statement made by his new interpreter. But this interpreter did a crappy job, too, because he didn't do any favors explaining what really happened. But we know what really happened. We can explain everything. So, Tony, go ahead. Let's tell the people what obviously happened here.
You know, first of all, hasn't anyone wondered if Shohei Ohtani's interpreter just got confused? I mean, Ohtani has a teammate named Mookie Betts. Maybe the interpreter heard Ohtani say Mookie Betts, but he thought he said Bookie Betts, and then went and bet millions of dollars with an illegal offshore bookie.
Totally logical explanation there, Tony. And, you know, Major League Baseball is clearly known that these types of misunderstandings could easily happen.
Totally.
I mean, we all remember, you know, the Yankees player in the 70s and 80s, Oscar Gamble. You know, many people, they forget this, but players and announcers were strictly forbidden from saying the name Oscar Gamble for fear that it would promote illegal sports betting.
Yeah, I heard that too. We all know the story.
Yeah, I mean, you know, in 1982, the Yankees were playing the Royals, and Dave Winfield, he saw a fly ball coming at Oscar Gamble, but he was so afraid to say his name that all he could do was say, "Yo, you know, over there, look up." And the ball fell on the ground, and the Yankees, they wound up losing that game.
And, you know, these misunderstandings don't just happen with gambling. In fact, numerous sources have told me that in the late 1990s, Sammy Sosa asked one of his teammates for Altoids, and someone handed him a ton of these little white pill-looking things, so he swallowed them, thinking they were just breath mints. And then when his breath still smelled like dog shit, he swallowed more and more. But before he knew it, he was hitting 66 home runs a year. But the big downside was that his breath was still horrible, like garbage mixed with cow piss. So if Sammy Sosa had an interpreter, this could have all been avoided. You know, nobody would have ever heard of him because he would have sucked.
Yep.
But, you know,
such tremendous insight and also perspective there by you, Tony, you know. And on note, we are hearing that this Otani situation is having a huge ripple effect across the entire sports world. You know, many agents are advising their athlete clients to start speaking only in Chinese in using an interpreter in order to translate. That way, they can blame anything that happens on the interpreter misunderstanding.
Yep. In fact, my sources just told me that NFL legend Ray Lewis will now only be speaking in a dialect of Cantonese spoken by only 2,000 people who live on a hillside just outside of Tibet. That way, nobody can understand a word he says.
Wow, smart move by him, because, you know, like, let's just say, hypothetically, you were accused of, you know, I don't know, murdering a hooker. You know, you could be like, I didn't say murder a hooker. I said, get me a burger to cook her.
Yup. plausible deniability.
Exactly. Smart. And, you know, let's just say, hypothetically, that Ohtani did gamble and was using this interpreter to place his bets. You know, that does seem, you got to admit, Tony, like a smart move. I mean, when you think about it, you got to think about all the other athletes who left money on the table, like Ichiro.
Yep.
You know, Ichiro could have been betting on himself to win the hit title every year, and right now he'd be richer than, you know, Jeff the Amazon guy.
Absolutely. Just such a missed opportunity there. And, you know, think about Yu Darvish. He could have told his interpreter, "You bet." And if anyone caught him gambling, he could have just been like, "I didn't mean you bet as in me bet. I meant you bet as in you bet." You see?
Just so clear when you lay it out like that, Tony. And, you know, another angle here that the pathetic soft media refuses to cover. You know, people, they're coming down hard on Ohtani for all this because they think that he really did gamble. But, you know, if that is the case, that isn't the biggest mistake he made, is it, Tony?
No, not at all. The biggest mistake Ohtani made was hiring an interpreter who didn't know shit about gambling. You know, if this Ipe guy didn't fucking suck at gambling, then this wouldn't have been a problem at all.
Yep.
And, you know, this is such a great lesson for foreign athletes. Make sure you hire an interpreter who actually knows how to fucking bet. Like, instead of hiring Ipe, Ohtani should have hired Vegas Dave. That way, if Shohei wanted to make a bet, Vegas Dave could not only translate the bets, he could have made them better.
Just terrific advice there, Tony. And, you know, I keep hearing people in the media, these idiots, saying that this Ohtani thing is a developing story. What more is there to develop?
Nothing.
You know, he already came out and read a prepared statement where he denied all the allegations against them. You know, how much more do you need to know?
Nothing. It's like this Washington Post story on this college basketball coach, Kim Mulkey. She already told me it's full of lies, so I don't need to read it now.
Exactly. I mean, and you know, frankly, Tony, it must be said, if Ohtani was betting, I don't think there's personally anything wrong with that, do you?
Not at all. What's the one thing coaches always tell athletes? Bet on yourself. If you ask me, if Shohei Ohtani did bet millions on the Angels and Dodgers in an illegal offshore banking account, then that shows me how much he believes in himself. This is such a great lesson for all the kids out there. Always bet on yourself.
Just such a great message there, Tony. There's that sound. Talk about betting on yourself. We're going back to promote our new Fusco Bet app. And here's Tony with another can't-miss winner. Tony, take it away.
Here we go. It's tourney time, and I've done a deep analysis of all the teams still remaining. And we all know the most important thing any team can have is championship experience.
Yep.
That's why I think the smart money is on 11 seed NC State to win it all.
Yep.
They took home the trophy in 1982, and I expect them to do the same this year.
Yep.
FanDuel has their odds currently at plus 12,000. But at Fusco Bet, we're giving them to you for plus 13,000, which means you'll win an extra, you know, you can do the math.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. That's all you need to know.
That's all you need to know.
That bet sounds like a winner to me, Donnie.
Yep. And,
you know who's also a winner?
Who?
That's right. It's time to announce the winner of our rate and review contest.
Yeah.
We told you last week. You post a review on Apple Podcasts. You screenshot it, send it to us, and we're going to give a free piece of merchandise from our merch store to some lucky winner out there. And this week's lucky winner, Marshall McClain.
Wow.
I think he's a caller there, Tony.
Yeah.
Too. So
I remember
this guy's
that
getting
guy.
On the show winning. This guy's winning all around. Lucky bastard. Anyway.
Good for him.
All right, Marshall, we'll be reaching out to you shortly with the prize.
Congrats to you.
Hey, but look, if you entered and didn't win, don't worry, all right? We're going to do the contest again this week.
Yep.
So you're automatically entered, okay?
Yep.
So that means you're not a loser, okay? Don't worry.
Not a total loser.
At least you're not a loser in terms of this contest.
Exactly.
Right? You know, we don't know you personally.
Exactly,
but,
right.
You listen to the show, you got something going.
Yeah,
anyway,
there you go.
Look, if you still want to enter, you post a review on Apple Podcasts, you screenshot it,
send
it to our show email, info@fuscoshow.com.
Yeah, do it now.
And well, there you have it. That concludes our special report. And you know what? That also concludes the whole show.
Yeah.
Of course, we want to remind. No.
Oh, are you kidding me? Somebody I wish we could conclude.
Someone whose life wish we could conclude.
Yeah, exactly. Producer Jay, what do you want?
What?
Corrections.
What? Hurry up.
You said you're betting NC State to win the tourney because they have championship experience.
Whoa.
To win the what?
The tourney?
Yeah.
Tourney?
Yeah, tourney, bro.
What are you? What country are you from, bro?
Yeah.
You an American?
It's the same thing. You can pronounce it whatever way you want. There's two ways to do it.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Like, I can either pronounce you an a-hole or just an asshole. So
yeah,
it's just
exactly.
Like that.
Great point there.
All right, Dave. Look, he wants to keep going. Going with your stupid. We're correcting you today. We're correcting
That's
you.
That's a correction for
back
you.
Back at you. Anyway, all right, no. Keep going with your tourney talk. Go.
Yeah.
NC State won the tourney in 1982. 42 years ago. So there's no connection between that team and this one.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's also about to be no connection between your head and your spine.
Yeah. The only state you're going to be in is comatose. Oh.
Good one, Tony.
You're done. Let's get out of here.
No, finished. Wait.
What?
Why? Wait. Hold on. You said that in the 1980s, people weren't able to say the name of the player Oscar Gamble because they were afraid it might promote sports betting.
True story, bro.
Yeah, everyone knows that story, bro.
Well, I've never heard that story. And I'm about 99.9% positive you made that up.
Oh, yeah, well, the last time I saw something that was 99.9% positive was when I gave your mom an STD test.
Yeah, and you want to know a story I never heard? The one about a girl touching you. Oh, you're
one,
done.
Tony.
Go to sleep. You're finished.
No,
hurry up.
But by the way, I don't know what you guys think you're doing launching a betting app.
Making bank, bro.
Yeah, making billions, bro.
Yeah.
Do you know how much DraftKings and FanDuel spend just to market their app? I know you don't have and never will have anything close to that money.
Oh, yeah, well, I know you don't have and will never have anything close to a penis.
Yeah, I'm going to challenge you to a fan duel just so I could shoot you. Oh, he said.
Great one, Tony.
Or
should I say great one, Tourney? I don't even know
anymore.
Yeah,
exactly. Tourney, Tony, who knows?
You know, you could see what happened with Otani. Maybe we need to get this guy an interpreter. Maybe Jay needs an interpreter.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that way we'd know. Tourney,
plausible deniability, yup.
There you go. Anyway, there's no mistaking the message I just got, Tony.
What's that?
Booked on the show next week.
Oh.
Super Bowl hero, Eagles legend, Nick Foles will be here.
Wow. It's
don't
official.
Forget, you can enter our rate and review contest, which is a tourney that you can win.
Yup.
And, visit our merch store. Buy all the merch, bro. Tony, great job on this very special report.
Same to you, Paulie. Another flawless show.
There you go. We'll see you people next week.
See ya.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.